Blackness, blackness intolerable before the beginning of the light. This is the first verse of Genesis. Holy art thou, chaos, chaos, eternity, all contradictions in terms. O blue, blue, whose reflection in the abyss is called the great one of the night of time. Between ye vibrateth the Lord of the forces of matter. O nox, nox, qui celis infamium infandi nefandi. Deus solus et leas qui dedit signum non scribendum. Leas virgini quia stuprum tradit serutum. O night that giveth suck from thy paps to sorcery and theft and rape and gluttony and murder and tyranny and to the nameless horror. Cover us, cover us, cover us from the rod of destiny. For cosmos must come and the balance be set up where there was no need of balance, because there was no injustice but only truth. But when the balances are equal, scale matched with scale, then will chaos return. O thou that hast beheld the city of the pyramids, how shouldst thou behold the house of the juggler? For he is wisdom, and with wisdom hath he made the worlds, and from that wisdom issue judgment 70 by 4, that are the four eyes of the double-headed one, that are the four devils, Satan, Lucifer, Leviathan, Belial, that are the great princes of the evil of the world. And Satan is worshipped by men under the name of Jesus, and Lucifer is worshipped by men under the name of Brahma, and Leviathan is worshipped by men under the name of Allah, and Belial is worshipped by men under the name of Buddha. And for this is Babylon under the power of the magician, that she has submitted herself unto the work, and she guardeth the abyss, and in her is a perfect purity of that which is above. Yet she is sent as the Redeemer to them that are below. For there is no other way into the supernal mystery except through her and the beast on which she rideth. And the magician is set beyond her to deceive the brothers of blackness, lest they should make unto themselves a crown. For if there were two crowns, then should Yggdrasil, that ancient tree, be cast out into the abyss, uprooted and cast down into the outermost abyss, and the arcanum, which is the adytum, should be profaned, and the ark should be touched, and the lodge spied upon by them that are not masters, and the bread of the sacrament should be the dung of Coronzon, and the wine of the sacrament should be the water of Coronzon, and the incense should be dispersion, and the fire upon the altar should be hate. But lift up thyself, stand, play the man. For behold, there shall be revealed unto thee the great terror, the thing of awe that hath no name. And this is the mystery that I declare unto thee, that from the crown itself spring the three great delusions. Aleph is madness, and Beth is falsehood, and Gimel is glamour. And these three be greater than all, for they are beyond the words that I speak unto thee. How much more, therefore, are they beyond the words that thou transmittest unto men? Behold the veil of the aether, sundressed, and is torn like a sail by the breath of the tempest. And thou shalt see him as from afar off. This is that which is written, confound her understanding with darkness. For thou canst not speak this thing. It is the figure of the Magus of the Torah. In his right arm, the torch of the flames blazing upwards. In his left, the cup of poison, a cataract into hell. And upon his head, the evil talisman, blasphemy and blasphemy and blasphemy in the form of a circle. That is the greatest blasphemy of all. On his feet has he the scythes and swords and sickles, daggers, knives, every sharp thing, a millionfold and all in one. And before him is the table that is a table of wickedness, the 42-fold table. This table is connected with the 42 assessors of the dead, for they are the accusers whom the soul must baffle, and with the 42-fold name of God, for this is the mystery of iniquity, that there was ever a beginning at all. And this Magus casteth forth by the might of his four weapons, veil after veil, a thousand shining colors, ripping and tearing the aether, so that it is like jagged saws or like broken teeth in the face of a young girl, or like disruption, or madness. There is a horrible grinding sound, maddening. This is the mill in which the universal substance, which is ether, was ground down into matter. Here the celebrant bows before the altar or image and says, Deus, tu conversus vivicavis nos, et plebs tua lea tabitur in te, ostende nubis domini, miseria cordum tuum, et salutare turum da nubis, domine exaudi oriationum meum, et clamor meus ad te veniat, dominis vobiscum et cum spiritu tuo.